Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 35. Hello there, bears and cubs. Thank you for downloading this latest episode of Bear Podcast. This is your host, Nard. And it's a Friday morning. It's 6:23 a.m. recording this part of the show. And it's a Friday the 13th. It's a full moon even. Woohoo! That means it's a Friday the 13th marathon tonight. Yeah. Anyway, so what's in the show? I'm going to talk about a gay priest hero that was presented to me by Aris Bronwyn from Live Journal. And I have a guest, and he's Joshua Lohr. And I'll also be playing his music. He's a very talented musician. And what else do I have? Oh, I have some newsletters from last Houston Area Bears meeting. I was there last Wednesday. We didn't have a very good turnout. We didn't have enough people there. So all of you guys from Houston, I wish you were there. I mean those members who are in Houston, I wish you were there at the meeting, but we didn't have enough people. Anyway, I have some newsletters there, so I'm going to read some bear events for you guys later. Okay, so stick around. Enjoy, guys. Okay, last episode I had STP Bear in the show at episode 34, and I got a few responses from that. And there's a lot of people downloaded that episode. Anyway, I have here an email or a comment, actually, a comment from Aris Bronwyn, and he was commenting about, he was listening to the podcast, I guess. And one part here of his comment is very intriguing, so he wants me to review this. So, okay, let me read a part of his post here. I got the stuff that I actually want you to review and view. It's stuff that actually happened. See, I'm from New Orleans. So, Aris Bronwyn here is from New Orleans. And I was rescued that Tuesday after staying with my 84-year-old great aunt and helping her with her two dogs. So I kept her alive and her two dogs. Well, I should say you're a hero, man. Okay, so anyway, I was brought to a shelter at the Nichols State University in Thibodeau, Louisiana, and while I was in the shelter, I and you actually thought I was the only gay guy there. Ended up being put in the religious section of the St. Thomas Aquinas Church on the second day I was there. But it turns out the priest that helped me out, and it turns out months later that he came out as gay. Wow, interesting. Imagine this, a gay Catholic priest. Well, I've heard about gay Catholic priests before, but actually helping someone in New Orleans, and he who is a listener of of Bear Podcast, is strikes my eye, or anyone's eye, I guess. And he sent me a website to look at. And he says that he's also on WDSU.com. And it was a story that was featured there. So I'm visiting the website here from Huma Today, H-U-M-A Today. Okay, so visiting that website. Catholic priest reveals to parishioners he is gay. Thibodeau. For years, the Reverend Jim Morrison. His name is Jim Morrison. Okay. He's a rock star. No. Jim Morrison's gone. Anyway, for years, the Reverend Jim Morrison has counseled Catholic parishioners struggling with their sexual orientation to be honest about it with their loved ones. On the second day of the new year, Morrison's desire to practice what he preaches drove him to reveal his own hidden turmoil and acknowledge publicly that though he is celibate, he is gay. About a month after the Vatican issued a new document on homosexuality and ordained ministry, Morrison sent a letter dated January 2nd to his 300 parishioners and 200 student ministry members, telling them of his sexual orientation. The well-liked priest has served as pastor of St. Thomas Aquinas Catholic Church at Nicholls State University for more than 3 years. Students frequent his office to chat, drawn by his warm demeanor and quick wit. A yellow Labrador retriever named Blue Shadows, the 44-year-old clergyman, after often crouching beneath Morrison's desk. Morrison said he does not intend to resign, as being celibate and gay is not against Catholic doctrine. Wow, that must be difficult. Yeah, being gay and celibate. Have you guys ever heard of a celibate gay? Maybe some are. In an interview, he said he's not practicing homosexual and is not in a romantic relationship with anyone. Well, at least he's honest, you know. And it's good. I have friends who are former priests. About three, I know two or three. And well, actually, I myself almost became a religious brother back then in Manila, but I knew better. I guess I realized that the religious life is not my life. So, anyway, yeah, I have friends who are former priests, and they turned out to be gay, and they left the clergy, and they're now with their partners. Anyway, so check out the website. And it's on the website. I'll post a link there about this gay priest who helped our friend Aris Bronwyn here. That's good. That's good to hear that such Hollywood ending, or a, let's say it's a heartwarming story.
Yeah, that's it.
Nice butt. Yeah, sure. So what's your number?
Can I buy you a beer?
Do you work out a lot?
Do you come here often? Woof, what a bear.
In this episode, I have Joshua Lohr from Virginia. Yes, he's also Joshua Lohr in Bear 411. And it says here in his profile that he'll be on TBRU 2006. So Josh, I'll be seeing you there. I'm planning to go there. Okay, so on with this profile. Name, Joshua Lohr, age 23, eyes, blue, green, hazel. It's a very intriguing transition there. Hair, brown, black. Yeah, probably he wears brown, his hair brown sometimes, wears his black. Height, 5'10", weight, 320. Status, happily attached to Enigma Cub. Hi, Enigma Cub. Okay, I am a writer, musician, singer, songwriter, webmaster, partner, and friend. Just here to meet nice people and chat a bit. Hit me up sometime. Yes, I had an interview with him last Monday. And, yeah, it's great to have him in the show. So, here is Joshua Lohr. Okay, everyone, I have here Joshua, and he's from Virginia. Say hi to everyone, Josh.
Hello, everyone.
Okay, so... You have a bear profile, don't you? How do you go by in bear websites?
It's the same thing, Joshua Lohr.
You go by Joshua Lohr in Bear 411?
Yeah.
Ah, okay. Joshua Lohr in Bear 411. So, I see that you're a musician. When we were talking, you're a musician. What kind of music do you usually play? The music that you like. Mm-hmm.
Well, the genre is kind of weird. It's pretty much eclectic. It's a mix of all kinds of things. It started out more of an Arabian style with techno and everything like that. I do more digital than anything.
Okay. Oh, digital. So you're more in keyboards and synthesizers and stuff, huh?
I use keyboards and stuff like that when I record music, like writing it and stuff like that, but... when I compose it, it's pretty much all on the computer.
Oh, okay. You mix it up. So, what instruments do you play? Just mainly keyboards, or do you play guitar, drums, or whatever?
I myself, I play guitar, but it's been a while, so I stick mainly to just the digital stuff.
Okay.
And I've had other people work with me that do various types of instruments, so if I ever need any kind of help that needs a more acoustic style than just digital, they help me out.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, okay. You have sessionists on your recording.
Yeah, you would say that. I have some really good friends that support me with my music.
Yeah. So what got you into recording? You started recording since when?
Hell if I know. I've always had a thing for music. I've always sang to songs. And it was only a few years ago that I actually found out that I had a voice. I actually didn't know it myself. A few of my friends told me that I sounded really good, and I never listened to myself before, so I started recording some bullshit songs before, and they sounded pretty decent, so I was like, okay, I'll go with it.
Yeah, that's good. And recording is really good. I myself want to do some recording and probably make an album myself, but I never got around to it, and now I'm just podcasting.
Yeah, you have no idea how much I have to push myself to be motivated, because I'm so lazy.
Yeah.
It's beyond me how lazy I really am.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any albums that you've released?
Not yet released, but I have completed one album so far called Transcending. I'm working on my second album called Music Box right now. I'm pretty much holding on to Transcending until I feel it's 100% right to me. And then I'll have it released, and I'll probably come back and give you the information for a follow-up if you would like.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, definitely. Get me updated on that. So, okay, you forwarded me an MP3 file. It's Firefly. What's it about?
Okay. Firefly is, I would like to say, one of the most important songs I've done. It's on my first album called Transcending, like I said before. Firefly is pretty interesting to how it was created. The original version is the one that I sent you. It is not the version that's on the album itself. The album version has a bass line and things like that, but this is the raw version. This is more what I like to consider the emotional version. There are three songs on the album that is about a specific subject that has been in my life. Everything in my life has been musically transcended into that album, which is why it's called Transcending. Mm-hmm. It's like moving on to the from the past to the future. And Firefly is the third song of this trilogy, based on this one person that I used to be in a relationship with. It's pretty much about letting go of the past and no more pain being involved, and pretty much being happy that things have finally been let go itself.
Mm-hmm. Firefly. Has anything to do with the sci-fi series, does it?
Actually, no. Okay. I heard about that not too long afterwards. Like, I had been told about it once or twice before and forgot completely about the series. And then one of my friends here in Virginia told me about, I think, what is it, Serenity, the movie that came out about it?
Yeah, Serenity, yeah.
Yeah, he told me about that. He was like, yeah, you recorded that song around the same time that Serenity was being released in theaters. I thought it was kind of like a tribute. I said, no, I kind of didn't know about that. Oh, sorry.
Uh-huh. Okay. So, all right. So, did you say that this is the first of a trilogy?
It's the last of
the trilogy.
It's the last of the
trilogy.
It's the most important, because the way that the trilogy was, the first song was recorded and written about when I was with this person. That song is called Faded. I'm not sure whether or not the final version is going to be on that CD, or if I'm going to save it for Music Box, because it's so powerful. And also, I want to make sure that it really does fit with the rest of the styles of the other songs on that album. Faded is very much, depending on how you see it and how you hear it, and also the way that your situation is in your own life, you can consider it either a breakup song or a love song, depending on how you feel the lyrics and how you feel the music. The second song is called Chaos. That was written after we had broken up. And with that one, it was... I'll admit it, it was angry. It's one of my darker songs. We'll just leave it at that.
Okay.
You can check out the album if you want to really know how that one's like. But after all the anger and all the bitterness on both sides and all that, it was time to let go. And it was about, I would say, a year after that song was recorded, I had written and recorded Firefly. So it was a good resting spot. Everything that was in the air has finally rested and settled, so it was time to move on. And with Firefly, it was emotionally and also musically the best way for me to do so as well.
Mm-hmm. You know what I would think? It's a wouldn't it be great for you to perform this live, probably? Do you have any plans on doing that, or...
I actually have thought about doing that. I'm a sucker for karaoke. I love me some karaoke. My best moment with karaoke was when I visited my partner a couple months ago in Dallas. We went to this hole in the wall, but awesome karaoke bar called the Tin Roof.
Okay.
And I did a song there. Not mine, but it was an Evanescence song, and I actually tipped the dollar because of that song, and I have that $1 tip that I got from doing that song still on my desk, because it's the first time I've ever gotten that kind of an applause that I felt like I really did something good.
Evanescence. They're very good.
Yeah. Now I'm going to do the instrumentals and put them on CDs, and I might start performing a couple of my songs, starting out in karaoke, just so I can get some more confidence before I do live performances. I think it'll be fun, and also a couple of my friends want to join in as well, so I'm like, okay, fine, we'll do some of your stuff, we'll do some of mine, and we'll just see if anyone wants to actually listen to us.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's not about... Yeah, it's more really about enjoying yourself, really, right? And, you know, playing the music that you like playing, right?
It is, but there's always that nervousness with me, and I don't know why.
Yeah,
it really is.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's more just because I always want to... Well, the reason why I got into music was because I've enjoyed music so much. I've been inspired by, especially by Tori Amos. The way her lyrics are, the metaphors. So many people really think that she's overrated, and I really think she's underrated. She's not really given as much credit as she really does deserve. And because of her music and a lot of other artists, but especially her, I really got into music more. And not only the background music, a lot of people get into things like the beats and the melodies, but
yeah. Mm-hmm.
A really well-developed song is also the lyrics itself, because it's what carries you. It's the storyteller. So that's what made me want to do music a lot more than I did before.
Yeah, and apparently with the songs that you made, they really reflect on your life, I guess, in a transitional, since you have three part three parts of your. Three parts of the trilogy that you made. It's reflects your life, doesn't it?
Well, yeah. The way that I see it is, especially with that trilogy, the relationship that it reflects on was a very powerful relationship, but it was a lot of things that happened in a very short amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, the way that I have seen things is music is very important in everything in my life, so the best way for me to move on, or at least to just reflect, would be just to use music to do so.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever sing for your partner?
When I stopped getting nervous about it, and when I had a little more confidence, knowing that he wasn't going to laugh at me. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So that's your gauge. If he doesn't laugh, that's good.
That bastard laughs at me about anything.
Oh, okay.
But that's besides the point. I love him, but I hate him at the same time.
Oh, okay.
It's a love-hate relationship, but you know what? He's too damn sexy to fucking leave.
Oh, yeah. So, okay, so besides music and everything, what other hobbies do you do? Do you have, I mean?
Well, let's see. Well, another thing that also incorporates with my music a lot is my spirituality.
Oh. Okay.
I do a lot of things with the metaphysical side, and it pretty much incorporates into my entire life, really. I've grown up being Odinist Wiccan, so that has a lot to do with it. Other than that, I do writing every now and then. I just, whenever I have some ideas, I'll write poems. I'm working on a book for the last, I don't know, 6 years, but we're not going to go there either. Other than that, I'm just a normal guy. I play video games. I, you know, hang out with friends. I'm pretty much game for anything. I'll try anything, any kind of subject once, but that's the only way that you can really tell if you like something or you don't. So I'm pretty open for anything as long as someone wants to join me with it.
Are you more of a bar guy or a movie night or dinner night with friends type guy?
I'm kind of both. It depends on the people that I'm around. Mm-hmm. Like my partner Bruce, he's also on Bear 411 as Enigma Cub, if you want to check him out sometime.
Mm-hmm.
We will hang out with friends, we'll watch movies together, or we'll go out to the bars. When I visited last time in Dallas, we hung out at the Eagle during Big Man's Night.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm sometimes here, I've been invited before to go to the Garage down in, I think, Norfolk, Virginia. And that's pretty much a bear bar, or a big man's bar during different nights. I think it's Saturday night, either Friday or Saturday night. I'm not too sure which one it is now. But other than that, I don't do much around in the Virginia gay community, just because I haven't really had a chance yet. I'm living in an area where I haven't had enough time or, I guess, money to really get down there.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Do you attend bear runs?
This is actually going to be my first bear run. I'm going to TBRU.
Oh, okay. First time. It's coming. March, is it?
Yeah, March.
Oh, wow. Oh, I bet you're going to enjoy it. It's going to be fun.
I'm not sure. I've not really heard much about how things are there, like what kind of thing it is. Bruce is actually the one that got me to be interested to go. He told me that a lot of our mutual friends online, they go to them, and it would be a really good experience for me to meet up with people that I've been dying to meet for a long time. And a few of my friends that I have seen over the years are going to be there, so I'll be able to catch up with some old ones, meet some new friends, and it'll be a good time. And either way, it doesn't matter where I am. I always enjoy myself.
Well, that's great. I mean, I'm planning to go there also. Aside from IBR, I think I'm also planning to go to TBRU, so I might see you
there. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that'll be awesome. I'd love to meet you.
Yeah, that'd be great. In person, yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. It should be fun. So you're going to fly there with Bruce. So that'd be great.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's there right now for the time being.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going to be meeting up with him there. I'm hoping a couple days early so I can get settled in Dallas and meet up with a few friends first before I go.
Mm-hmm.
And spend the rest of my time in TBRU. And hopefully if I have more time off, I'll be able to spend some more time winding down after, before I come back to Virginia.
Mm-hmm. So you're really based in Virginia, but Bruce is in Dallas, really?
Yeah, I'm based in Virginia, but I'm not exactly from here. I was born and semi-raised in Baltimore, Maryland. So the whole change between city and country was kind of different for me.
I see. So in the long run, you'll be moving to Dallas? Is that what you're thinking?
Actually, I think he's going to be moving here for a while. We're going to try that out.
Okay.
He's from the East Coast originally, so he really would like to be by a coast again. So mm-hmm. we're going to try that out first, and if we don't like it, we'll go somewhere else.
Oh, okay. Wow. All right. So, well, thank you for your time to be my guest here in the show.
Well, thank you for having me.
Yeah. So, probably I will see you in the next Bear Run at TBRU.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to it.
All right. So, okay. So, thank you very much, Josh.
Thank you.
All right. I got some newsletters last Wednesday from the Houston Area Bears meeting, because we also get newsletters from different clubs all over the nation. So let me see here. I have here a newsletter from the Motor City Bears. They're from Michigan. Their newsletter is called the Paw Print. Let me see. Michigan Bear 2006. Well, oh, they have a review of Michigan Bear Fest. It said it's a success there. That's good. And they also have the upcoming events. Okay, they don't have upcoming events. However, this is a late newsletter. Oh, because it's November, December 2005. Okay. So, trying to see what's going on here. Well, this is an old newsletter that we got, I guess, so there's nothing much to say. But they do have new officers. The results from last October. Yeah, the president, Brian, vice president, Dennis, treasurer, Chuck, and secretary, Steve Case. Okay, if you guys are interested, go to the MotorCityBears.com website and you'll be able to see what's going on with the Motor City Bears. Okay, I have another here from Bare Naked Chicago, a gay social sexual nudist group. BNC News. Okay. Wow, 2006. Yeah, they just said that they don't have any scheduled events during December. Oh well, nothing to review for that month, I guess. But men are all welcome to attend the regular monthly events. If they have any? Well, you can check. Oh yeah, okay. Behind the newsletter, they have the events. But first of all, I want to tell you guys the hotline is fully manned, taking messages and returning calls when requested. Guests are always welcome. Must join in order to attend more than one event every 6 months. You have that limitation. Okay, scheduled events. Well, there is one on January 14th tomorrow. So it's going to be late by some of you guys who will download this pretty late. It's a BNC Bar Night Play Party at Touche. Okay. RSVP to the hotline only. I don't know their hotline. They did not post their hotline. Am I reading this right? Okay. Alright, so I suggest you guys just visit the website at barenaked.org. Next newsletter that I got here is from Bears of the West. I think this is from Phoenix, Arizona. Alright, so they have very nice pictures here. They have a review of Rent. Discounted drinks at the Podluck on Bear Night. When is Bear Night? Bar Night was pretty slow this month. With the holidays so close, it is so hard to fit everything into your schedule. Oh, they have pictures here of their parties. Holiday party. Everybody calls it the holiday party now. Okay, so coming up will be Phoenix Fur Fest 2006 Bear Stock. It's going strong. We are ready for business. The Phoenix Fur Fest website is online, and the registration form is available now on the web. You can print out a copy to mail in or complete your registration online using PayPal. Several attendees have already registered and the hotel is ready to book your room. So check out thefurfest.com, P-H-U-R-fest.com, or go to www.bearsofthewest.com for more information. You can also email them at furfest@bearsofthewest.com if you have questions. It's going to be in May. Furfest is P-H-U-R-fest.com. That's in Phoenix, Arizona. Wow. All right. Next newsletter. Oh, wait a second. Hold on. Oh, they also enclosed a registration form. Yeah. Okay. I have two newsletters from Bear, from the Heart of Texas Bears. Wow, that's interesting. They have the December and they have the January. They're very active there, I should say. Oh, they have pictures of the Unrun. Oh, gosh. Photos from the Unrun 2 and the Mr. Hot Bear Contest. Oh, my goodness. These are hot, hot bears. I guess they're... Okay. People who won the categories, Brian Music, Grizzly, Steven Ryson, Polar, Hayden. Oh, it's Hayden Scrum. Hayden Scrum, Mr. Hot Bear, Steve Bram, Cub. Okay. Hayden. Haha. I've been hearing from a friend, Jeff D in Texas. He was a judge there last year. No, not last year. You know, the year before the first Unrun, I guess. And Hayden is a wolf-licious guy. Oh, my God. He was wearing orange shorts, I think, the year before. And the last one, Hot Bear Run, I guess he won. I guess he deserves the Hot Bear title. All right. Okay. Gosh, Hayden. All right. Okay, hold on. I have a hard on. I'm just thinking about Hayden. Okay. All right. Next is January 2006. For the Heart of Texas Bears again. It's their newsletter. What do we have here? The president is Ed Burleson. Hi, Ed. I think I met you at Bear Watch last year. And they also have pictures from the Christmas party. All right. So they have upcoming events. January 8th, Bear Bust in the chain drive. Okay, we missed that. Okay, this one once interesting, okay? The Wednesday, January 18th, they have a Bear Coffee. Join your Bear Brothers for some friendship and caffeine downtown this month. We're going to Little City on Congress. All right, they have... Oh, that's very nice, you know, just bears going out. Doesn't have to be a bar, doesn't have to be a bear event or hotel or a fuck party to go get some coffee. Why not? That's always good. It's always good to hang out with friends in the coffee bar, coffee shop. And this time they're not going for Starbucks. Yeah, I remember that. Got me fond memories of the Bear Starbucks in San Francisco back in 2004. Wow. Plan to be there, probably hang out there in IBR, during IBR. Okay, another event with the Heart of Texas Bears, January 26th. We're going south this month for our Bears Night Out dinner. This month we're going to Marco Polo for some Chinese food. Okay, they're located in IH-35, Interstate Highway 35, Frontage Road of Ultra. Okay, of course, the best way to a bear is through his stomach. That's right. January 28th, Bear Movie Night. Peter Raid is hosting a movie night this month at his apartment complex clubhouse. Bring along a potluck item and something to drink. Snuggle up with your bear friends for a good movie. The fun starts at 7 p.m., is it going to be a porn movie? Snuggle up with your bear friends? No, I don't think so. What are you guys going to watch? Sordid Lives? That's a... That is so gay. Anyway, okay. All right. So, okay, I got to read some comments that I got from my the website, by the way. Okay, I have... comment from Pete about Brokeback Mountain. Oh, he commented on episode 28. Gosh, that's a long time ago. All right. heard this podcast and agreed that Brokeback Mountain was a great movie and should be seen by all gay, bi, or straight. Excalibur mentioned about how beautiful the scenery was in Wyoming for the movie. However, the movie was filmed in Alberta, Canada. Great place for bear sightings, country bear, jamboree at Disney World, especially on gay days. It was a hoot. Woof. Yep, that's from Pete. Thank you for posting it at the on the website. Yes, Brokeback Mountain. By the way, I heard I was chatting with a friend of mine. His name is he goes by Red Husky Bear, I think, in Bear 411. I was chatting with him the other day and asked him, "Hey, by the way, he's a manager of a theater there in Salt Lake City, Utah." Okay, so I asked him, "So are you showing Bareback? Are you showing Brokeback Mountain in your theater?" Then he said, "No, I don't have that in my theater. Probably another century." Okay, what do you mean by that? Are you saying that the people there do not want these kind of movies, that 100 years from now they're going to show it? I mean, they'll be able to show it 100 years from now? Then he said, "Oh, no, that's what I meant. I meant it's another Century Theater." I didn't know about the Century Theaters in Utah. Okay, fine. I'm ignorant. Okay, I didn't know. So, it's funny. So I thought 100 years from now. So I guess it's in another theater, but not in his theater. Okay, fine. All right. A few more comments on the... Yeah, from Alex. Oh, yes. He's Strange Writing in Live Journal. He's in Iraq right now. Be careful there, Alex. Okay, he says there, "Blood Rain, the movie, was based off a video game. I haven't seen the movie, but there were two games made, and both of them were really good, though super violent." Okay. I watched Blood Rain. Probably the game is good. The video game is good, but the movie sucks so bad. As I said, I want the 2 hours of my life that I lost there. I want it back. I want my 2 hours of my life back. Okay, so what else? More comments on the website. It's from Greg. Oh yeah, Bear in Atlanta. Hey Greg, how are you doing? He's commenting on the episode 31st. Holiday pool party. Oh yeah, that's right. Oh yeah, you'll see some of my friends. We were having a pool party during Christmas Eve. Isn't that cool? It was so cold, but I think it was in the 40s that Saturday night. But we had a pool party, and it's warm. They heated up the water, and it's not because of something else, but it's really heated because it's got a heater. Okay, what are you guys thinking? Greg says, "Looks like a great time." Yeah. Hey, Greg, I haven't heard from you. I haven't seen you post anything in the Live Journal. Anyway, I'm just shout out Greg Bear in Atlanta. How are you? How's the bear group there? Let me know. Okay, so what else do I have here? Well, I guess that's it. In the end of the show, I'll be playing Josh's music. It's called Firefly. And I had permission from him, and he wants to promote his music. And okay, let me see, what else do I have to say? Oh yes, iTunes. Okay, I'm beginning to hate iTunes. I submitted my stuff there, but it doesn't seem to come up whenever I search. I got tired of it. It was searchable at one point, and then it disappeared again. I don't know why. Maybe, as I said before, maybe Apple doesn't like bears. Okay, anyway, so I would suggest if you guys are listening to this via the website, you can also subscribe to this using the iTunes software. You don't have to search it, but you can go directly to this link. Go http://feeds.feedburner.com/bearpodcast. If you go to the website, you can click on subscribe via iTunes. I have instructions there how to subscribe to this feed using your favorite podcatcher. If you have iPodder or iPodder X, you can subscribe to this and download it directly to your computer. Whenever there's an update, you can download it. Also in your iTunes, if you do that, if you update your podcast listings, then you can download this using feeds.feedburner.com/bearpodcast. On the website, there's a subscribe to feed link in the top, and you can click that in the instructions on how to do that in iTunes. If you, so it's better to do this, so it's easier to count how many people are downloading this. Okay, in the next episode, probably I'll be showing it on the weekend. I have Vito from Beardar.com, so watch out for that. And what else? Send me an email, guys. Bearchaser@bearpodcast.com. You can also leave a voicemail. I'd like to hear from you guys. Pick up that cell phone with your free long distance. 206-222-BEAR. 206-222-2327. I'd like to hear from you guys. And you can make comments on any on the show or something. I'd like to hear from you guys. And what else? Oh, yeah, I made a comment at Don and Drew's show. I made a promo for them. I've been listening to them lately. And Excalibur got me into listening to them. I played a promo for them. And they were talking about massaging guys with hairy backs. So I just had to comment on that. Yep, that's me. I like massaging hairy backs. My partner... Yeah, he has a hairy back, so that's why. And, I like massaging him anyway. Okay, guys, so until the next episode, thank you for downloading, listening to the to Josh's music at the end. It's called Firefly. All right, thank you guys for listening. Many wolves and many hugs.